The U.S. District Court for the Western District of Michigan has granted the May 25, 2023 motion for summary judgment filed by the Department of the Attorney General on behalf of the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy and the Department of Natural Resources in the failure of the Edenville Dam, according to a news release. The motion was part of the state's ongoing enforcement action against the former owners of the dam. The east embankment of the dam failed on May 19, 2020. Sending water downstream that resulted in catastrophe for the surrounding communities, the release said. Through the discovery process, the state uncovered key facts previously unknown to the public. In 2010, Boyce Hydro determined that the east embankment of its dam might fail if Wixom Lake rose too high. Boyce Hydro could have fixed the defect, and even made preliminary plans to do so, but neglected to ever follow through, the release said. It was that precise part of the embankment that failed in May 2020. Boyce Hydro never divulged that defect to the state, even though it was required by law to do so. Additionally, Boyce Hydro's former dam safety engineer and chief operator resigned in protest in May 2017 because Lee Muller, the person managing Boyce Hydro from his home in Las Vegas, routinely neglected basic dam safety priorities, the release said. The court also noted that the former dam owners did not dispute any of the state's evidence. The court also noted that Boyce Hydro never implemented a planned cutoff wall that would have been more likely than not to have prevented the failure. It was vital the court was alerted to these new revelations, and were appreciative of the summary judgment granted, said Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. The state demonstrated dam ownership disregarded threats to the safety and integrity of the dam, and absolutely was responsible for its failure, so much so they had no defense whatsoever. The state plans to seek a money judgment against the dam owner. A link to the motion filed in May can be found here. A link to today's order granting summary judgment can be found here.